Welcome to this week's episode. Today we're talking about ambition. I happen to coach people who are particularly ambitious. A lot of my clients are leaders in academia, best-selling authors, CEOs in businesses, and I can't tell you how many times I hear the same conversation. I've decided I've coined it like this. Is your ambition destroying your sanity? Is your own set of goals and need for success actually the downfall of your life? Because here's the thing. You set out in your life because you want to do something that's meaningful. You want to have an impact. You want to have the American dream in a lot of ways, right? Have the big house, the cars, the family, the marriage, the kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those are all incredible goals. And the boxes start getting checked off one by one, and you're achieving your goals, and your ambition is your main focus. You work hard, you get up every day, you jump in, you know, ready to go. You forego maybe exercise, you forego vacations, you're maybe on vacations, but in the back of your mind, you can't help it. You love what you do, or you're pretty obsessed with what you do, and you're thinking about it all the time. I get it. I was there. I mean, it would take me days on a vacation to decompress from work. And if I was on a 7 or 10 day vacation, I might have 2 or 3 days in the middle where my mind would slow down for a few minutes. But is that what it's really all about? Because so many of my clients come to me middle of career and say, what am I doing? I'm so tired. I don't have any fun anymore. I'm getting all these awards and accolades and I don't even think I deserve them. I don't know why they're giving them to me because I haven't done anything even that meaningful or special yet with my life. And yet these are people who are at the top of their game. Or they feel like, you know, I'm doing really well, but I'm not doing as well as my neighbor. They have that next level car and they have a nicer house and they didn't have one kid, they had 3 kids. And they're at vacations at a nicer spot and I need to work harder. I'm behind, right? And what does it mean to ever catch up? What does it mean to ever feel as if your life, your ambitions have been met? What does it mean to say, I've succeeded? And really, this is the point of this podcast in so many ways, is success is such a strangely defined concept, as if it's a one-size-fits-all solution. Success for one person could mean completing an art show and they haven't made any money, but they've done what they love. Success for somebody else could be that they're like just a massive entrepreneur and the outcome is they make billions of dollars, but that's just because of the space that they're in. So why do we measure success the way we do with these external outcomes? It isn't the amount of kids you have or when you get married, at what age, and at what point do you get your first raise or opportunity, and which school did you go to? And my God, the pressure we put on our children to get through high school with perfect grades and into college, as if this one track leads to success for all. Because again, what is the definition? If success truly means that you've monetized your life, you have successfully created income and wealth, then fine. If that is your goal, that is achievable and that track will get you there. But I know a lot of people who have a lot of success defined narrowly by how much income comes into their home. And I have to tell you, a lot of people are not happy or fulfilled or content with just income. It's really about finding your purpose. And it's about finding that purpose and bringing it out into the world. And that is how you find that deeper level of happiness and contentment. And of course, we need to get paid. And of course, you can't just find your purpose and not worry about the practicalities of life. But success, as the way we've defined it, it doesn't bring happiness. It doesn't bring contentment. It brings toys. It brings nice things. And look, I like nice things. Don't get me wrong. I really do enjoy the fruits of my labor in the financial side of in having nice vacations and cars. But you purchase these things and the sensation wears off so quickly. There was a study done that the time you experience joy for a new object is I think they say 6 months. So what does that mean? You have to keep purchasing and purchasing and purchasing. And that's the trap that we get into. And many of us go into debt trying to keep up with that pleasure-seeking side of us. So what is your real purpose? Are you doing what you love? Are you finding a truly authentic life that feels meaningful to you while you also find the success that we've discussed in culture by monetizing? My suggestion is to figure out what your passion is, figure out what your purpose is. What are your true, true talents? There's so many tools out there today to help you figure that out. Coaching is such an incredible tool. Once you know what your greatest talents are and you bring those forward into the world, just figure out how to monetize. That's the easier part. The hardest part is figuring out who you really are. I hope you liked today's episode. If you like what you hear, hop over to my new course, emotionalworkouts.com. We talk about this and so many other topics with actual, tangible, tactical details of exactly what to do, the steps to take to change your life, find your purpose, figure out authentically who you are. Thanks so much for listening.